I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan's military is finally answering the Islamic militant salvo with one of their own in Punjab province. Bruce Allen is with Forgotten Missionaries International. Their partners confirm military operations have begun following a deadly Easter Day suicide bombing in Lahore and multiple assaults on soft targets around the country, mainly focusing on Christians.
There are many Muslims who do not like what they see happening, and they're willing to engage in conversation with our evangelists, with people in the churches who our FMI-supported partners are teaching them how to engage in evangelism in their own culture.
FMI stands at the nexus of hope and truth, and they want to provide gospel workers with more printed and audio Bibles in Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Indonesia this year. And World Mission is also sharing the word in audio. They recently distributed 1,000 treasures in Kenya. World Mission's Greg Kelly says they're being given to national pastors.
They're putting together these listening groups, which is introducing Christ and the Gospels to people, in most cases, for the first time in their lives. And they're giving us reports that people are coming to Christ, that new churches are being planted.
And these pastors are reaching into places like Dadaab, the biggest refugee camp worldwide.
It's a very radical area where the Al-Shabaab terrorist network really has strong roots. But our pastors are going into these areas. They're fearless, and they're motivated by the gospel. And if it takes them giving their life to share the good news with these people, they're willing to do that.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.